بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We began discussion on the chapter in regards to miras, inheritance. It is a very important chapter in the life of a believer, of a Muslim. As we find in the Sharia of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Udina Islam, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us rules, regulations, guidelines. And these guidelines in Sharia is to make our life easy, not to make it difficult. When it comes to things of dunya, because the general environment is that of dunya, materialism. So we've learned those guidelines, we've learned those rules, regulations and laws. And we know how difficult they are, but we abide to it. And these rules, regulations, guidelines from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make our life easy. So our life in this world, in akhirat, becomes comfortable. This we have to take upon our hearts. Allah Ta'ala wants easiness for me. And this Allah Ta'ala highlights in Quran Sharif also. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that Allah intends easiness for you. Like how the parent will tell the child that I don't want you to eat this, I want you to eat that. But that child thinks now my parents will deprive me. My mother doesn't want to give me. But the parent knows what's beneficial for the child, what's harmful for the child. But the child, immature, doesn't understand. And Allah Ta'ala says in Quran so many times, لَا يَعْقِلُونَ لَا تَعْقِلُونَ. You don't use your intelligence, you don't understand. Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for insan, like how that parent knows what is best for the child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants easiness for us. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't intend difficulty for us. إِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, deen is very, very easy. Deen is easy, deen is perfect, deen is beautiful, and this is the easiest way. So when it comes to our different aspects of our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put guidelines there. Even to the extent of salah, Allah Ta'ala gave the command just to perform salah. Aqimi salah, aqimu salah, perform salah, and Allah Ta'ala left it like that. We translated pray. Then to ulama ikram say that most of these terms in Arabic, keep it in Arabic. Don't translate it to English. Today now you want to make the English, the Arabic language English-sized. Make English Arabicized. You say, pray for me. You say, make dua for me. I'm going to pray, I'm going to perform salah. So use the Arabic terms. Also you find many a time, this is digressing a bit, that we read sometime in kitabs, we are talking the Prophet. If you look in the old Oxford dictionary, the definition of Prophet, they have their magician, soothsayer, fortune teller. Therefore we use the term Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nabi of Allah. The same terms Sahaba Ikram used to use, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah. So we use the same terms. So when it comes to places of prayer, we don't say I'm going to a place of prayer, I'm going to the masjid, I'm going to a musalla. When it comes to words like addressing the ulama, we prefer that we use the words ulama or alim. Nowadays when you use the word scholar, it has a different type of flavor to it, or a different type of taste to it, a connotation to it. Alim, ulama, these words are used in Quran Sharif. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. So we use the words of Quran, the words of Hadith, there's nur in it, there's barakat in it. Coming back to this, when it comes to guidelines, if Allah Ta'ala said only perform salah, and there was nothing more than that, no guidelines, then we can imagine in one masjid, each person what he'll be doing. His own way of performing salah or praying. When it comes to praising Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala loves to be praised, and Allah Ta'ala left it open. Praise as you want to. Then we can imagine, person when he loves someone, the type of letters and the type of words he uses for his beloved. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guide them in every aspect of their life. Guide them in a way that is most beloved to me because you are my beloved. When he comes to salah, show them also. When he comes to how to praise me in dua, oh, out of dua, how to make my dhikr, teach them even that also. How to say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So every single aspect of our life, Allah Ta'ala has guided us to make our life easy for us, not difficult. So when it comes to our inheritance also, our miras, here to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make it easy. But as I mentioned, because of the dominance of materialism, deen-e-Islam, this way of life, we take it to be difficult, and dunya has become easy. But we can see the repercussions of this difficult way that we have chosen. So when it comes to miras here also, how a person's estate should be wound up, how it should be distributed, when a person has to leave this world, he should ensure that his will is correctly done, and then how it will be distributed, he has the executor of his estate. So it's mentioned in the kitab, when a person passes away, the expenses for burial and shrouding is taken out from the deceased estate. So when he comes to his janazah, kafan, dafan, burial, there are expenses incurred also. So this all will be taken out from the person's estate, first of all, for his kafan, for the ghusl services, and for the burial. Thereafter, debt should be paid off. This also very important, he has accountability. He has it noted down. These are the debts, this is who I owe to. And then, here at the janazah also, someone should be appointed to make an announcement that if the deceased is any money is owed by him on behalf of the deceased, please come forward to the family members. Thirdly, any bequest, what we call wasiyat, made by the deceased, by the marhum, up to a half of the remaining wealth should be fulfilled, up to one third. Any bequest made by the deceased, up to one third of the remaining wealth should be fulfilled. Any bequest in favor of an heir is not accepted. So from here we learn also, a person can make a bequest, he can make a wasiyat, that from one third of my estate should be distributed to so and so, whether masjid, musalla, darul ulum, charity, whatever it may be. So the executors of the estate, then they will ensure that from one third of the estate, this will be distributed accordingly. And very importantly also, is that permissible to make wasiyat for an heir? Any person who is an heir, who will inherit, according to hadith in Quran Sharif, from the estate of the deceased, then the person cannot make a wasiyat bequest that person should get more. This we find very commonly, that either the husband will say, after my demise, I make wasiyat bequest that this house must go to my wife. This is not permissible. In his lifetime, if he wants to give it to her, then he must give it to her. And how to do it correctly, also ask ulama ikram. How to transfer the house to his wife correctly. There are procedures that we use in dunya which not necessarily will be valid in Shariat. For example, a person is living in the house. Then he tells his wife, I give you this house as a gift. But he's living in the house right now. Calling to the ulama ikram, the muftis, by staying in the house and giving to her as a gift, the gifting will not be effected. The gifting will not take place. By him staying there, the original masla. There are terms that we use in Sharia that this house right now is mashghul with his milkiyat. He has to make this house khali of his milkiyat for transfer to take place. What does it mean? It means right now this house is preoccupied with his ownership, his physical ownership. He owns the house, he's living here right now. As long as he has physical control of the house, so to say, is it permissible for him to hand it over until he completely removes his physical possession of that house or that immovable asset, then he can transfer it. Effectively it means, he's staying there right now, he'll have to pack up all his belongings, move out of the house, then tell the wife, I give you this house as a gift. Then physically she walks into the house and she takes physical possession, I accept it. Then the gifting is valid. So ulama explained there are one of two ways. This is an example. So we do things correctly, we ask ulama ikram. Living in the house, he tells the wife, I sell you this house. How much? 1 million, 2 million? So she accepts it. I accept the house. I will pay you. in Sharia is a valid transaction. By saying she accepts it, then the house will be her property. Then thereafter he tells the wife that I forgive you for that amount of money. House belongs to her. Or he tells her, I'm selling you the house for 100 rand, 500 rand. She accepts it, she pays you for the house belongs to her. This was a valid Shari'i transaction. She purchased the house from you. Note it down. Have witnesses also that so and so has purchased the house, mother has purchased the house, so the house does belong to her. So to make a wasiyah, the bequest for an heir, not permissible. Many a times we find even the granny will say, after my demise, these earrings must go to my daughter, this necklace must go to the second daughter, these bangles must go to the third daughter. But she hasn't given it over to them in their possession during her lifetime. These items do not belong to them. This is a bequest for an heir, which is not valid. In her lifetime, yes, she can take out the earrings, give it to the daughter, I'm giving you this hadiah. Give the bangles away. Then she can request him, or they can tell the granny or the mother that you can use it in your lifetime. And make a note of it also, that these are already given as gifts to the daughters, that mother is using it in her lifetime, but after her demise, this has already been given to her. But to make the wasiyah, to make the bequest for an heir, is not permissible. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah.